From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A series of attacks rocks Paris with more than 100 people killed. A large number of people were held hostage at a concert hall. Police later stormed the building, and French police say at least 100 people were killed there. President François Hollande said he was declaring a state of emergency and ordering France's borders closed, an unprecedented act in 21st century Europe. However, he urged the French people not to be afraid.
What the terrorists want is to make us afraid, to seize us with fear. And there is something to be afraid of. But faced with this fear, there's a nation that defends itself and mobilizes itself, and which once again will be able to overcome the terrorists.
One of the first bombings was just outside a sports stadium where President Hollande and a large crowd were watching Germany and France play football. Attackers also targeted restaurants and bars in a crowded central area of the French capital. The death toll is reported to be at 149 and is expected to rise. At the White House, U.S. President Barack Obama called the attacks an outrageous attempt to terrorize civilians. He said the United States stands with France to fight terrorism.
We're going to do whatever it takes to work with the French people and with nations around the world. To bring these terrorists to justice and to go after any terrorist networks that go after our people.
The attacks come just weeks before global leaders gather in Paris for talks on a UN-sponsored conference on climate change issues. This is VOA.